share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In a statement issued out by Istana Negara, the YDPA has stated his agreement to issue out a state of emergency. In the statement, it has been said that PM Mahidin went to Istana Negara to have a talk with the YDPA on the 11th of January. KENYATAAN Media 12 January 2021. Posted by Istana Negara on Monday, the 11th of January 2021. After taking it all into account, the rising number of cases, the state of the healthcare system, the YDPA has agreed to have a state of emergency declared in conjunction with Article 150 of the Federal Constitution. The matter has also been discussed with the members of Majlis Raja Raja Melayu. This state of emergency will tentatively last until 1 August 2021, or it may end at an earlier date if the number of COVID-19 cases go down and are controlled. The YDPA also stresses that all Malaysians should remain calm and soldier through this state of emergency along with the MCO for the safety and health of the whole nation. The King also hopes that all Malaysians will be diligently following the SOPs laid out by the government, just like during the last MCO in March 2020 when the curve was flattened. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, breaking, movement control order to take effect on the 13th of January at 12 a.m. Source, Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.